Gilchrist.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS OUT to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam. Let's talk about hunger in Gaza. It's a grave and urgent warning about starvation. 100% of Gaza's population. It's the first time that an entire population is at risk of hunger. Not, says Lester, but actually says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small population, but still, it's quite a thing, isn't it, to think that the entire population of a territory, again, a small territory, but still that everyone is at risk. And as you say, Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, has talked about severe levels of acute food insecurity, which is another way of saying they haven't got enough to eat. UN agencies have said it before, and any number of aid workers on the ground have said it absolutely about the prospect of famine in Gaza by May, and May is creeping up on us. And they say unless there's a surge in aid, unless there's a pause in fighting, they're still working out the issues about how best to get food, water and medicine in with the checkpoints holding things up, etc., etc. So frankly, they need that pause, and Israeli negotiations are beginning again today, I believe, negotiators from Israel and Hamas representatives and others about the idea of a humanitarian pause, about getting aid in, about the hostages issue, which is, again, not a forgotten issue, but time is pressing, to put it mildly.
And then a tough Texan law that allows the U.S. state to jail migrants.
Yeah, this is the result of the Supreme Court deciding that, yes, Texas can have its own law on this, even though it should be, and up until now has been, a federal law about what to do with migrants, how to police it, etc. So the Supreme Court says, yes, Texas, you can arrest and jail migrants simply for crossing the border, whether they have an asylum case, whether they have other things in their life, whether they have relatives in America. It doesn't make any difference at that point. They can be arrested and put behind bars. So this is a law known in Texas as SB4, which will become notorious in time. SB4, saying local and state police can indeed arrest all migrants. The Biden administration is not in favor. They've called it unconstitutional. So this is president versus Supreme Court with Texas in the middle, which is, those are three powerful things. But enforcing immigration laws, I mean, is usually handled by your national services, your national police. But America is so divided up. This is what's happening. Yeah. Texas is going to take control, at least for now. Although, of course, Donald Trump coming in, I would think that he would beef it up for all states, potentially, if he indeed does come in.
Surely the anti-migrant sentiment is opposed to migrants benefiting off the resources of the state overall, and with migrants being sent to jail, surely who gets to foot that bill? Of course,
yeah,
state and taxpayers. True. So it makes very little sense. And then finally, politics goes pop, a bans music ban on the New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister.
Now, this has happened before with Chumbawamba in particular. So Chumbawamba have that fantastic song, I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again, which is a great sort of sporting life kind of anthem thing. We can all join in. Especially the phrase in the chorus that we probably can't sing at this time of the morning. No one's ever going to hold me down, etc. Anyway, Chumbawamba have basically called on a popular New Zealand politician, the first leader, Winston Peters. He is the Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand. Winston Peters has been using Tub Thumping, the Chumbawamba song, at his rallies. And they've said, stop it. We haven't agreed to this. We don't approve. We don't share your ideas. We are not giving you permission. Whether they can formalize that into a cease and desist order, I wonder, because I've been looking at this. Loads of stars and bands from history have banned politicians from using their songs. I reckon Donald Trump, John McCain and George W. Bush in that order have had the most songs banned by the likes of ABBA and Elton John. ABBA's Take a Chance on Me sounds like a politician's thing, doesn't it? Elton John's Rocket Man.
It's a great pub anthem, but many people don't know that Chumbawamba is actually a anarchist punk band, so their music is inherently political. Also, countless, particularly Republican candidates in the U.S., have used the boss's born in the USA.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Donald Trump, during his campaign in his first campaign, not knowing that born in the USA, as confirmed by Bruce Springsteen himself, is in fact a anti-war protest song, but absorbed by particularly Republican candidates as in the US as some sort of, you know, American jingoist anthem.
It does get lost in translation, doesn't it, a little bit? That some of the most used songs, and therefore the most banned songs, because the bands didn't like it, are Stand By Me. You can see why politicians are going for these things. Lean On Me, Running On Empty, I Won't Back Down, and Don't Stop Believing. I would think that actually politicians should go for You're So Vain, Highway to Hell, and Tell Me Lies. Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow, back with The World View.